Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Matigas yung mga joints, parang ganun, magiging ganun daw yung baby mo. Wala lang, naalala ko lang yung mga far-fetched na mga pamahiin. Na parang, may mga pamahiin kasi na parang carry pa yun. Pero yung mga expanded version na, yung parang pag pinaglihi ka sa manika, parang yung, ano ako, one perfect doll, Kenny. Yung
hello mga habit bahay, this is Ina.
This is Yud.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to...
Kadazers!
Yeah. Hello mga kapitbahay. Alam nyo right now, nasa buntot na tayo ni Anis, no? Ni, what's his name? Carding.
Yes.
So maulan-ulan. I mean, at least when we're recording this, I'm pretty sure pag napakinggan nyo to, hindi na masyado maulan. Pero
sana!
Ngayon, alam nyo naman, na-delay na yung rainy season because of the trend of climate change. Ika nga ni, ano, the them. Parang wala naman ganyan dati, ah. Basta lang siguro, sabi siguro ng weatherman, basta lang kasalanan ko. Pero yun mga habit bahay, mag-iingat kayo kasi ano, as of now, madilim. Tapos, of course, you've heard the news na meron mga naging casualty ngayong bagyo. So please, kung hindi naman worth it lumabas or anything, please stay safe.
But, yes, you know, yes.
Yeah, but today, ang pag-uusapan natin, alam nyo ba mga habit bahay, kami ng asawa ko, diehard Darna fan kami. Nanonood kami gabi-gabi ng Darna.
Talaga?
Oh my God!
Nanonood ako yung Dark. Kasi ako, yung asawa ko ata, I think bet niya si Janine. Or hindi ko sure. Parang na ano siya, na-hook siya nung first ep. Tapos ngayon, I think nagtitrend no yung, ano yun? Darlintina ba yun?
Si Darna at Valentina.
Valentina. To be fair guys, parang ang ano, pag nanonood yun ng Darna, parang
may queer coding.
Ah, meron talaga. Parang sinasadya ba ito ng ABS? Ganyan. Parang wala na akong pakialam kay Joshua Garcia.
Although ang cute na Joshua Garcia.
Cute siya talaga. Cute siya. Pero, and when people said dati na hindi, ano to? Hindi the worthy si Janine. Ano, what's her name? Si Darna?
Janine Gutierrez.
Gagi ba yun? What's her name? Janine De Leon.
Janine De Leon. Janine De Leon.
Jane, Gagi, Jane!
Ako naman, oo.
Nangina, nilamo na tayo ng mga trabaho natin, ng mga buhay natin. Oo. So yun, di ba sabi ng mga tao natin, hindi niya daw kaya, wala daw siyang ka-appeal. Yun pala, parang nire-reserve lang siya ng ABS for it. She's pretty good at it. Pero ano ako, Valentina apologist ako. Ang galing kasi niya. What's her name? O tamo, hindi natin alam.
Si ano, Janela Salvador, in fairness.
Yes, ma'am.
Ang likable nung pagkakaportray niya.
Yes. So, parang ano, parang lawyer. Parang she's the ano, what's that Gen Z term? She's that girl. She's a lawyer. She has a charity. Yung mga ganon. Tapos, matalino.
Yes, and dramaturgically, that makes for a compelling villain, no?
Oh,
parang hindi lang siya one-sided na, what do you call
sama
this?
Sama siya.
Parang Shakespearean villain na, I'm evil without apparent cause, diba? Merong may conflicting attributes siya that makes you, also the audience, feel, ala, magagalit parang, ba a cake?
Oh, parang ano kasi, maano siya, she's that girl, diba? She's perfect in every way. Maganda siya, mayaman siya. Yun nga lang, syempre tinamaan siya nung parang meteorite ba yun from outer space. So she's one of the, meron siyang superpowers plus, pero parang nasusuppress niya. Pero every time she gets pressured, lalo na from her father, parang sinasabihan siya na you're not worthy, you're not good enough, na ano siya, alam mo yung ganun acting, yung, I'm hearing princess. Tapos yung mga ahas, patayin mo sila.
Ganun. So, pero comedy pag ikaw yung nagkakwento. Balita ko action pack to.
Balita ko Darna to. Pero yun, so, yun yung ang villain, you know, just the gist of it, yun yung villain origin story ni Valentina. I think hindi ko pa napapanood yung latest episode na nag-full on Valentina na siya. Mm-hmm. Pero meron lang isang F na lumabas siya, tapos may minarder siyang lalaki. Na she regretted it. So, mm-hmm. yun yung villain, parang ano siya, kung, ano siya, parang three-dimensional villain naman siya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yun mga kapitbahay, yung pag-uusapan natin today, ang villain origin story nyo. Hindi ko sinabing mag-murder kami, no? Pero, pag-uusapan namin yung mga times sa buhay namin na tapos na kami sa self-care, harm others na yung model. Harm others na. Yung mga parang, grabe yung pinagdadaanan mo. Yung kulang na lang mag-walling ka, tapos lumhod ka sa lupa, tapos matitikman niya! Ano yun? Ano
yung nag-apir?
Nang na-apir!
Ganyan.
Ganyan. Yung na-apir ka talaga. Or pwede naman ikaw yung nang-ape. Sabi ni Yunz kanina, baka daw siya yung nang-ape.
Oh, hindi, abot tayo sa kwentong yan.
Oh, sige. So, sino gusto na magkwento ng kanilang origin story? Yung kulang na lang, lumabas na yung ahas sa ulo mo. Yung gano'ng level. Ikaw, Athena.
Ako na lang. So, kasi nung high school ako, fourth year high school, nagkaroon ng issue. I think na... Nakwento ko na siya briefly.
Ito yung sa ano, sa what they call this
thing. Chikinini.
Oh, yan, yung chikinini. The chikinini issue. Okay. So, life after that issue. Life after!
Memoir!
Charo, matapos ng pangyayaring iyon, ako, ganyan.
Anyways, after that na issue na nag-boom siya sa school, okay, so it was before prom. So prom was coming up. So syempre ako, parang first time ko magkaroon ng boyfriend, ganon. Tapos gusto ko siya makasayaw, ganon. Tapos kasi may ginagawa kami ng boyfriend ko nun. Bawal na kasi kami magtabi sa school or kahit usap or kahit magtinginan sa mata. Like everybody was watching us.
Paano kayo nag-date sa prom? Maghiwalay, gano'n?
Eto na nga, I'm getting there.
Ay, sorry. Yeah.
So, ang ginagawa namin nun, before prom, nagkikita kami ng palihim sa staircase. Ganun. Nag-usap lang, gano'n. Parang connect-connect, gano'n. Kamusta ka na? Gatong buhay na ng Romeo and Juliet.
Grabe, para kayong na-exile. Alam mo yun, tapos... Nagkikita kayo once in a while.
Parang si Kobo at siya at ni Simba.
Tapos pag nagkikita kami, parang hawak kamay lagi, parang kamusta ka na, ganon. Tapos parang a day before prom, ang nangyari nun, may papaakyat na teacher, yung teacher na nagmo-monitor sa aming dalawa.
That's so weird.
Paakyat, ha?
That's so weird. May dedicated teacher na nagmo-monitor sa inyo.
Oh my God. Tapos, nung pakita siya sa staircase, sabi ko, narinig ko, si Miss Chuchu yan. Sabi ko, tas, saan tayo tatakbo? Sabi niya, doon ko sa CR, doon ako tatakbo sa kabilang side para kunyari hindi tayo magkasama. Ganon. Girl, tumakbo kami, pero ang tanga, iniwan namin yung bags namin. This is the spot namin. So, naraman din, di ba? So, pinagalita kami, obviously, kasi syempre, nagkita kami, we broke the rule again. Sabi, bawal na kayo magtabi sa prom. Hindi ka niya pwede isayaw, di kayo maghahawak, di kayo magtatabi. Kahit like 5 meters away kayo, hindi kayo pwede. Kailangan malayo talaga kayo. Girl.
Dramatic, like, girl.
Girl, ang drama talaga. Tapos, ano, tapos de, prom night came. Nung prom, ano ko, girl, sobrang lungkot ko. Nominated ako for prom queen. Hindi ako nakangiti. Girl,
so, super lungkot na yun. Nominated lang naman ako for prom queen. Ganun.
Pero like many others are ano din naman. Pero like parang ako yun na, kasi parang ginawa nila, pinagsayaw kami yung mga nominated for prom queen. Tapos unti-unti nilang ini-eliminate yung
mga... Ay, naman ang prom king and queen sa inyo, Athena. May elimination round. Sabi nomination lang.
Sabi niya, wala. Sa inyo, ina-announce lang. Sabi, girl, may elimination.
sa amin wala man lang nomination. As in, in-announce na lang bigla that night.
Oh, pinipili siya ng mga teachers. Yung mga teachers, habang nagsasayaw, parang nagsusulat, parang ginagrade kami.
Nakakatawa yun, kasi teacher yung pumili.
Tapos, nominated ako, girl, hindi ako talaga sumasayaw. As in, hindi ko tinitignan sa mata yung kadance ko or anything. Then, after that, last dance na. Yan. Siyempre, pag last dance, gusto mo yung last dance mo, jowa mo, di ba? So, ang ginawa ng friends ko, nag-arrange sila. Yung best friend ng jowa ko at the time, sinayaw niya ako. Tapos yung best friend, yung isa ko sa mga best friend ko, sinayaw niya yung boyfriend ko. Tapos pinaglalapit niya kami. Na parang, pag bangga kayo, magbangga kayo, ganon. Tapos ako syempre, pag may ganon, parang super thankful ako and na-overwhelm ako sa emotions ko. Naiyak ako. Like, naiyak talaga ako sin sobbing. Tapos, after ng last dance na, after ng last song, syempre may parang program pa, closing prayer, ganon. Tapos, ako, syempre gusto ko mag-CR or something or umalis sa crowd kasi everybody was watching me na kasi nga dahil dun sa issue, di ba? So pag nakita pa nila, ayoko ng eyes on me kasi parang naapektuhan ako na parang everybody's watching me. Parang nagkaroon na rin siguro ako ng delusion na lahat tinitingnan yung move ko kasi nga may mga teachers na naka-assign sa akin just to watch over what I'm doing. So, ang nangyari nun, pupunta ako sa CR, kasama ko yung friend ko, tapos pinigilan ako. Para lang umiyak ka. Oo, pinigilan ako ng teacher. Huwag kang umiyak, sabi. Tapos, huwag kang aalis sa ano, ayos mo sarili mo. Yun sinabi sa akin. Sabi ko, iiyak lang po ako, wait lang po. Ano na, kailangan ko lang po ng space, kailangan ko ng time, ganon. Sabi, hindi pwede. Hindi pwede. Ipapa-expel ko kayo. Ganon. Girl, graduating ako noon. Siyempre, takot ako. Dumalik ako sa ano ko, sa seat ko, at doon ako umiyak. After noon, umuwi na. Pagka-uwi ko ng bahay, di ko napansin na nandun pala yung nanay ko sa prom. Yung nanay ko sa prom, we don't have a good relationship back then, yung mom ko. So, noon nalaman niya na umiiyak ako, kinonfront niya ako the next day. Siyempre, pagod-pagod ako, ganon. Yung pagkagising ko, tinanong ng nanay ko, ba't ka umiyak sa prom? Di ba sabi ko, bawal ka umiyak sa public? Ganon. Sabi ko, tas umiyak na ulit ako. Tas nagalit ako, obviously, kasi bawal ba ako umiyak? Yun. So, siguro, yung villain origin story ko, nag-start after nung day na yon kasi I literally like have nobody like let me, well, parang wala akong freedom na to express my feelings and then parang doon nag-umpisa yung puta ina, sisiraan ko kayo, ganon.
Putang ina nyo, magwawalwal ako.
and I think dinala ko siya until lately lang, nung when I confronted my mom about it. And kasi siya yung ano eh, siya yung nagsabi sa mga teacher to watch over me. So like, the teachers are watching over me kasi sinabihan sila ng nanay ko na to watch over me. Parang ganun.
Wala ka lang ako, parang thoughts na revenge, ganun.
Siguro yung naging revenge ko is I kept dating that guy for two more years. Sabi niyo, bawal. Girl, I'm gonna keep dating him. You know, we're not gonna stop. Diregaluhan ko pa siya nung graduation namin. Excuse them.
Ano regalo mo? Sapatos?
Watch! Bawal daw kasi sapatos kasi they will walk away from you.
Ay, ganun ba?
Talaga ba?
Ano daw yun? Ewan ko, sabi-sabi lang.
Hindi ko alam yan, chef.
Bilang regalo sa jowa? Bilang regalo sa jowa?
Sabi nila they will walk away from you and then pagka daw handkerchief ang binigay mo, papaiyakin ka daw.
Gagi na tatayan na bigay ko na yan sa jowa.
Girl, parang ano yan, nung may one time nung high school kami,
na tumambay kami dun sa bahay ng isa kong friend. Eh, yung nanay niya, which is funny, no? Ano, parang DepEd something siya ng district. Pero ano, ang chinichika niya sa amin nun, mga dapat iwasan pag nagbubuntis, mga wag mo daw ipaglihi. So ang dami-dami niyang kwento na parang sabi ko siya, parang everything parang bawal, no? Tapos sabi ko, paano po pag manika? Siguro po maganda po yung paglihian, no? Ay naku, huwag ka rin magpapalihi sa manika. Sabi ko, bakit po? Kasi in-expect mo pag manika, di ba? Makukuha niya yung ano, yung
features.
Features, ganyan. Sabi niya, hindi kasi ipapanganak yung baby mo na ano, matigas yung limbs. Hindi matigas yung limbs. Hindi matigas yung limbs yung ginamit niyang term. Pero something na Ilocano term eh, na parang, parang matigas yung mga joints, parang ganun, magiging ganun daw yung baby mo. Wala lang, naalala ko lang yung mga far-fetched na mga pamahiin. Na parang, may mga pamahiin kasi na parang carry pa eh. Pero yung mga expanded version na, yung parang pag pinaglihi ka sa manika, parang yay, ano ako, one perfect doll, keme. Yung pala.
Paglabas tarong Lego daw, nakaganun no. Barbie yan girl, nakaganun.
Barbie.
Hindi ko sino mauna, ikaw or ako?
Either naman.
Kasi ikaw or ako?
Nahiya pa. Ikaw na.
Ako, ano, dalawa. Pero yung isa sobrang babaw. So unahin ko yun. Hindi ko makwento to ng parang feeling ko I'm not sounding crazy. Kasi, maikling kwento lang to. Kasi nung naalala ko, nung grade 6 ba? Or grade 4 ako, medyo talented tayo, di ba? Kasi nga nag-theater na ako. Yun yung sa atin, so medyo talented tayo, di ba? So, nag-theater na ako noon, parang as early as, bata pa lang ako. So, lagi ako napu-pull out sa class for theater stuff, ganyan. So, naalala ko, I think, hindi ko sure kung grade 6 or grade 4, merong isang play na gagawin sa Pampanga, tapos parang halong project siya ng grade 7 at grade 4 ata.
Mm.
So, ako, grade 4 ako, isa ako doon sa mga na-pull out sa class. Kasi dati talaga, ano, may mga days na hindi ako ma-attend ng class just to rehearse, tapos mag-perform.
Alam mo, Sim, so, kaya feeling ko hindi ako magaling sa tribal.
Ako, hindi ko alam. Kaya siguro, ano ako, medyo bobo din ako kasi hindi ako nag-aaral. Charot, out of school yun. So, nag-theater ako noon. Tapos, syempre, di ba parang, ano, uso yung crush, ganyan. So, yung mga grade 7, di ba parang dati, sobrang taas ng pride mo, ayaw mong matukso ka sa upper class. Kahit totoo naman. Something like that. Hindi ko alam kung totoo ba yung crush ko nun. Basta nalimutan ko na eh. This is a very, very big story. Meron silang tinutukso sa akin. Kasi parang lagi ko atang tinatanong, nasa na si ate ganyan? Tandaan nyo, all-girls school kami. So, ano, lesbianism is real. So, parang, nasa na si ate ganyan? Parang lagi ko ata siya tinatanong. Or parang kaya ata ako nagalit kasi hindi naman siya yung crush ko. Iba yung crush ko. Tapos tinutukso ako dun sa girl na yon. So parang everyday parang tinatanong ko, nasa na si ate ganito? Kasi parang kuwela ata siya kasama. Tapos dumating sa point na nung nasa bus kami pa Pampanga, parang na-bring up ko ata ulit yung name nung ate girl. Sabi ko, saan si ate ganito? Or saan yung room niya? Something. I don't know why I keep asking about that girl particularly. Pero feeling ko kasi, nag-i-enjoy akong kasama siya. Di ba parang grade 4 ka, tapos feeling mo sobrang mature na nung mga grade 7. Tapos parang feeling mo ang dami nilang tinuturo sa yung kalokohan. So lagi ko ata siyang hinahanap. Tapos parang may humirit na, alam mo, lagi mo siyang hinahanap. I don't know, let's give a vague name. Si ano, si Anna. Pero lagi mo hinahanap si Anna. Crush mo ba siya? Sabi ko, hindi ko crush yun. Tapos parang, hey, crush mo yun eh. Tapos alam mo yung buong bus, nakisama na, tapos alam mo yung parang nakapatong na yung mga ulo nila dun sa may upuan ko. Tapos kumakain ako noon ng chichirya. Crush mo si Ganto eh, crush mo si Ana eh, crush mo. Sabi ko, hindi nga. Alam mo, it offended me so much. Sabi niya, crush mo si Ganto. Hindi nga, alam mo, hindi, I shit you not, sobrang galit ko. Yung hinahawakan ko ng chichirya, parang cheese ring ata siya or cheese girl. Pumuto. Kasi yung naganong ko siya, tapos naging abo siya. Ma'am, para akong anime talaga. As in, parang yung hawak ko ng chichirya, parang poof, gumanon siya. Sobrang galit ko. Sabi ko, hindi ko nga siya crush. Mas parang dinurog ko pa yung lalagyan ng chichirya na kinakain ko. Kasi nga, parang galit na galit ako na crush ko daw si ganyan. So parang very, very small villain origin story yun. Pero yung pinaka-villain origin story ko, galing dati sa dati kong employer, sa office. Kasi yung office ko dati, medyo insufficient siya. Parang it was plagued with nepotism and a lot of people didn't know how to do their work. Tapos ako, very diligent akong mag-work noon. Kahit na hindi ganun kataas yung sweldo. Kasi nga, I really wanted to bring, alam mo yung ganun, yung parang pag mga first few jobs mo na optimistic ka pa.
You want to distinguish yourself.
Then, saka you want to bring change to the office. Mm. As in, alam mo yung sobrang bibo ko na nag-volunteer pa ako, gagawa ko ng bagong organizational chart kasi wrong grammar yung organizational chart sa office. Tapos, hindi ganun kaganda yung pagkaayos. Alam mo yun, so parang, ano, parang everyday diligently yung nire-remind ko. Maliit lang siyang company, so siguro mga 50 lang or 30 employees. Parang, uy, magdala naman po kayo ng 2x2 kasi po inaayos ko yung organizational chart natin. Manual pa yun, it was, you know, one of those manual organizational tests na may 1x1. Tapos, mabait talaga ako dati. Tapos, parang kuwela pa ako. Lagi ako nag-iikot-ikot sa office. Kaso, medyo, ano siya, medyo, ang tago rito, hindi insufficient yung term eh. What's that term pag hindi maayos yung pagpapatakbo? God, I don't know how to words anymore. I'm getting mom brain. Basta ganun, hindi ganun ka-efficient. Yun, hindi ganun ka-efficient yung pagpapatakbo. Nag-imagine mo ah, yung boss ko, magpapagawa siya sa akin ng email address. Tapos, papaturo siya paano mag-email. Turuan mo, di ba? Pero yung nakakairita doon, every morning, tatawagin niya pa ako para i-print lahat ng emails niya, ilagay sa clipboard, tapos ibababa ko sa kanya, tapos magbasahin niya manually. Di ba nakakalok? Tapos isusulat niya sa papel yung reply niya, tapos ako pa magta-type. As in, ganun. Tapos ang daming ganon, ang daming weird instances na parang this could have been an email. Ang daming ganon sa office.
Parang hindi naman, kasi yung imposition ng email, hindi naman siya, alam mo yun, hindi naman, it's not a wild departure. Kasi, I mean, it is expected within the boundaries ng work niya yun eh.
Oo.
Does that make sense?
Oh, tapos meron pang isang instance. Basta parang dati, when I first started it out, parang sabi ko, hindi naman ganun kataas yung payment dito, so I'll just do my best until I get like, I find an opening sa job na gusto ko. Or kasi at that time, I was really thinking of joining theater na. So sabi ko, mag-iipon lang ako and then mag-join ako ng theater. Tapos parang every day was a new villain origin story. Parang may isang moment, eto, nakakaloka to. Kasi nga, they're still using yung mga boss ko na ito at yung mga colleagues niya. I guess they're in that age na they don't know how email works. They would still prefer a fax machine. Yung mga ganun. Parang may one time na nakauwi na ako ng bahay. As in, literally, kakapasok ko lang ng gate. Tawag sila ng tawag sa akin. Sabi, you have to reply to Mr. Ganto-Ganto. Sabi ko, yes sir, I'll just open the email from my house. Yun pala, nag-fax. Kailangan kong balikan sa office yung binadalang fax para replyan lang. Alam mo yung ganong level. As in, bumalik ako ng office. Alam mo yung kasil ako kasi napaka-inefficient ng sistema.
Yeah.
Among bumalik sa office para i-receive yung fax. Tapos ang daming ganon, ang daming parang feeling ko, yung namumuro na sila kasi napakadali sana ng proseso pero ayaw nila gawin. Like for example, yung IT sa office namin, power tripper siya. As in, sobrang power trip niya. Parang...
Oh, weird. Wala, hindi marunong mag-email ng mga boss pero may IT kayo.
Bami, hindi pa yun. Di mga sabi ko sa'yo, they're plagued with nepotism. Hindi talaga siya IT. Hindi siya IT. Si Kuya something. Na hindi talaga siya IT. Marunong lang siya a bit with computers. Tapos, dati, yung kaligayahan ko na lang sa office, mag-Facebook. Naalala mo, dati, nung sobrang bago lang ng Facebook, na may mga games pa, ganyan. And I was part, hindi ako na po farm bill guys, ibang-iba yung game ko dati sa Facebook, parang fashion something. Yung binadamitan mo yung avatar mo, tapos may ano, may date, ganyan.
Friends for sale ba to?
I forgot. Basta hindi ganon, parang may avatar kasi damitan mo siya. Yun na nakaligayahan ko. And yung first job ko ha, was not that hard. I was a receptionist. So kung walang tao sa na mag-approach sa sayo. But I had enough time. I could, ang ginagawa ko kasi on the side, I would, you know, I would file digitally all our old files na nakabangko pa. So, kailangan ilagay mo sila online para in case, for example, may naghahanap na client ng ganito, meron kang digital file na ipu-pull out mo na lang siya. As in, alam mo yun, I was so parang idealistic na sabi ko, gagawin ko to, gagawin ko ng digital Excel, lahat ng files na nasa bodega.
Ala, sobrang bago ng enthusiasm mo.
Yung gano'n, parang let's introduce this system. Hindi na talaga. So pag wala namang tao, tapos kunyari for the day, I've filed the number of files na kaya kong ma-file. Alam mo naman, yung 10 minutes, bubukas ako ng Facebook, mag-update lang ako ng status, or makikinig lang ako ng YouTube. Tapos itong kuya na to, hindi lang kasi siya IT, parang siya pa ata yung considered na manager ng department namin doon sa baba. Pag nakikita niya na sa Facebook ako, lalapit siya, tapos pagagalitan niya ako. Tapos ang ginagawa niya, ata one day, trinidor niya ako, hindi ko na mabuksan yung Facebook, nilagyan niya ng, what do you call that? Is that a firewall? Basta ganun, ako kasi nagpausan ng Facebook ata sa office noon. Kasi sobrang bago pala ng Facebook noon. Nilagyan niya ng harang, hindi kami lahat nakapag-Facebook. Kasi wala namang ibang taong mag-harang noon, kundi siya. Kasi alam mo yung everyday, nagiging miserable na ako sa work. Kasi nga, parang, alam mo yun, hindi siya efficient. Tapos parang yung little breaks that you get, hindi nila binibigay sa'yo. And I wanted to resign. Kaso parang feeling ko natunugan. Kasi nga yung boss ko, she liked me very much because I was so efficient. Yung term niya pa nga, yan si Ina, zoom, 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 zoom. As in, ganon. O, yan yung term niya sa akin.
Ina na zoom, zoom.
Oo, so yan si Ina, zoom, 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 zoom. So parang I think na feel niya na magre-resign na ako. Kasi I was so unhappy, parang sabi ko, gumaduate ako ng 4-year course, tapos nagre-reception ako dito, tapos hindi naman, parang dumating na yung point dati na nanigaw na ako ng mga, ano, ng mga applicants. Sabi ko, sino ba sa'yo nagtausok ko ng bagong nina? Hindi ba isa lang yung nina rita? Yung nasa harap ka? Kasi yung gano'n. Tapos yung pinagsabihan na ako ng mga ibang empleyado, uy, inaw mo naman silang sigawan ng ganyan. Sabi ko, sorry, kasi sobrang pikun na ako. So ang ginawa nila, pinomote nila ako. Pinomote nila ako to an admin job. Tapos yung pag-promote nila sa akin, walang hindi maayos yung tasks ko. So ang nangyari, parang naging personal alalay ako nung dalawa kong boss. Na yun na, dumating sa point na yung email ipiprint out ko every morning, tapos babasahin nila sa baba, tapos isusulat nila handwritten yung reply, tapos aakyat, ganun. So yung villain origin story ko was, alam ko and I'm so sure na binasa nung isang boss ko yung email. Kasi when they read the email, I ask them to sign to protect myself na mapasign po na nabasa nyo na siya. Something like that. So parang may isang client na almost na lose namin kasi hindi siya nag-reply. Tapos ginigera na siya sa email. Nabasa niya when she opened her own computer because doon ako naasar, she could easily read the emails. But she was relying na dadaan pa sa conduit ko na ipiprint ko, ibibigay ko sa kanya.
Yeah.
So parang ginigera na pala ata siya nung employer na yon. Hindi niya pa nababasa. Tapos piniprint out ko naman na, ma'am, ito po yung email, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos sinugod niya ako. Bakit hindi mo binabasa sa akin? Okay, it's nagwawala siya. Nagwawala siya na hindi niya daw, hindi ko daw pinabasa sa kanya, ganyan-ganyan. Hindi ko ba daw alam na ang laking-laking pera nung mawawala sa kanya, ganyan-ganyan-ganyan. As in, alam mo yung parang nanginginig na ako, tapos parang sabi ko, ma'am, piniprint ko po, pinabasa ko po sa inyo. Tapos sabi, and since kasi yung boss ko pa naman na yun, ang toxic nun, paggalit, inutil ka, boba! So, ganon. Sabi niya, dali na nga lang ang trabaho ba? Ganyan yun. Gabi, nanginginig na ako. Alam mo, nung tumalikod siya, binato ko siya ng ballpen.
Oh my God!
Pati binato ko talaga siya. Buti na lang, alam mo yung hindi, parang feeling ko malayo siya, tapos wali din yung athletic skills ko. Parang, mahaba kasi yung buhok niya, parang point, gumanon lang sa buhok niya, parang ginanon niya lang, parang ano ba yun? Tapos gulit na gulit ko, nanginginig talaga ako sa buhok, magre-resign talaga ako dito, magre-resign talaga.
Gago mo na yun, kung nasprayan ng ano, yung ininom kong kape sa laptop ko.
Hindi nag-switch yung ballpen, it came out of nowhere.
Kasi galit na ako. Hindi ko kasi ma-explain yung length, ano to, length, at puta, depth, length, yung breath. God, I can't words anymore, I'm having mom brain. Kung gano'ng ka-inefficient yung office nila, because parang 70% of the employees are their relatives and friends. Tapos they're not...
Okay.
At tapos alam mo yung parang, they have tasks that they should do that they cannot do efficiently. Tapos hindi naman ako nagmamarunong, pero parang sa, I really wanna cut down on parang, alam mo yung gusto ko gawin yon sa office nila na parang, buntis gawin natin ganito para mas mabilis, mas madali. As in, parang may one time, may na-hire kaming isang guy. So, para example to show you how funny their hiring process is, may hinire kami na guy na parang pamangkin na malayo nung boss ko. Tapos yung isang test, di ba, is parang to check their word count pag nag-type sila. How fast they type. So ako yung nagfa-facilitate to, na sabi ko, oh, ito yung program, buksan mo, and then pag nag-start yung timer, start typing. So, edi, rinay ko, kasi hindi siya nagta-type. Sabi ko, uy, kailangan mo mag-type kasi inoorasan ka. Sabi niya, ah, oh, sige. Alam mo ate, nung nag-start yung timer, he just started pressing random buttons. Sabi ko, ano ginagawa mo? Sabi niya, sabi mo mag-type ako. Sabi ko, you have to type words. Ano na yung... Grabe na yung frustration ko na sabi ko, bakit ba ganito dito? Parang masyado mong mataas yung standards ko. As in, gano'n na yung level ng frustration ko. Kaya umabot sa point na binato ko talaga yung boss ko ng ballpen. Pero yun nga, bilang wale ako, parang plok, bumanon lang sa likod niya. So siguro hindi na ako nagtagal nun. Parang a few weeks after that, I think I made up some shit excuse na kailangan ko nang umuwi sa probinsya. Blah, blah, blah.
Pero next day, nagkita kayo sa mall.
Ayun, tapos hindi na ako bumalik doon ever. Tapos ini-invite nila ako ulit bumalik. Kasi nga parang very efficient daw ako. Sabi ko, ayoko na, oh my God, hindi talaga. Hindi talaga. As in, and until now, they're having...
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Problems like that, na parang napakadali naman ng problem isolve. And yet, ang gulo ng process nila. Kasi nga, they're not made for that. Parang, pero nagkaroon naman ng konting dent yung stay ko dun, no? Parang, I think nung pag-alis ko, they resolved na kailangan natin mag-hire ng totoong HR. Na marunong ng labor code. Yung mga ganun, kasi di ba HR should know that.
Dati
may HR sila, parang very vague yung knowledge niya regarding sa mga staff na yon, mga labor code. So, ang dami naming labor violations. Sinasabi ko na, this is a labor violation. Alam mo, parang may instance dati na may minor kami na empleyado and every time bumibisita ata yung Dolly, tinatago siya sa bodega. Ganun yung level na.
Maraming pagtago sa bodega.
Oo, kasi nga minor pa siya. Parang 17 lang siya. So, alam mo, parang pinupoint out ko yung dati na parang, I think this is a labor violation. Hindi natin pwede gawin to. Tapos kunyari, magtatanong ako, yung paano yung 13th month pay? Tapos parang sinabi, parang sinabi pa ata ako, public lang yung 13th month pay? Sabi ko, ma, hindi. Sabi ko talaga, ma, hindi. Kahit private may 13th month pay or OT. As in, alam mo yung pinapoint out mo yung mga ganong bagay because you wanted to help. Tapos alam mo yung isusukli sa'yo, tatagi kang inutil, dali-dali naman ang trabaho, ba't di mo magawa? Ay nako, as in muntik na akong nag-rage talaga ako noon. Parang yung level ko noon, I didn't work for like 2 years. I didn't
kung
work
ano
in like...
Ate, kung ano? Cartoons ka, yung itsura mo, nagre-red na yung mukha mo.
Oo. Tapos parang every...
Yung nagiging ano ko na, nagiging trend ka na. Yung tigil ng trend. Yung lumalabas na usok ko.
Oo. At saka ito yung tipong office na kapag meron silang kasalanan sa'yo, dadaanin ka sa pansit sa Ambers. Alam mo yung gano'n?
Ito, yun na hindi, oh.
Hello. parang pag kunyari na pagalita ka kanina, tapos pero sila yung mali, hindi sila magsusorry, papapansit sila sa Ambers, papahalo-halo sa Razon, si mga ganon. Parang ako, at first, kung bago ka empleyado, parang ang sarap. Parang, ay, may free food, may, alam mo yun, minsan.
I'm appreciated, I'm loved, ganyan.
Oo, ay, may pizza, ganon. Tahi na hindi.
Ay, na nakakatawa pa yung itsura ni ating ina ngayon. Mukha siyang, ano, witness ng soko kanina, wala yung mukha. Tapos nire-reveal niya yung mga illegal.
Oh, wag niyo na itanong, guys. Pero I wish their company the best. I think, after yun nga, after naman no, nagkaroon ng dent. Because, pag-alis ko doon, parang nag-resolve sila to hire a real person that could deal with HR things.
Yeah, yeah.
Tapos, yung mga ibang departments nila, naglagay sila ng mga tamang tao. Mm. Kasi parang, I think, they waited so long para lang may mag... Kasi I think na, ano sila, magkakamag-anak sila, di ba? Magkakaibigan. Ako, kaibigan din naman ako, to be honest, kaya ako nakapasok doon because I was a friend.
Mm.
Pero, pumasok ako doon without the mindset na gano'n na, okay, friend ako, pero I'll do my work. Pero
that's feeling ko good.
Oo, oh, pero kaya feeling ko, that's why it took them so long na maayos yung company nila. Kasi lahat sila doon were like cruising na, ay, magkakaibigan naman tayo dito, so okay lang na ganito yung...
Yeah, and at the same time, probably they're not very keen on confrontation since it's a family business and what
oh,
and whatnot.
Eh, nag-sprack ako eh, so sorry. Pero imagine mo yung kunyari ko eksena siya, yung galit na ako, tapos namumula na ako, tapos nagbato ako ng ballpen, kala mo may masasaktan. Tapos sobrang, fine! Ganun lang yung nangyari, so... Ganon. So yun yung villain origin story ko. As in yung level nun, hindi nga, I didn't work for 2 years. Right? I never stepped in an office setting ever again because of this office.
Mm.
Hindi na, I swore off corpo. Sabi ko, mag-freelancer ako, mag-theater ako. As in, ganun yung level. Parang ganun yung revenge ko. Alam mo yung nangyari, parang after ko ata mag-resign, lahat ng mga quote-unquote corpo clothes ko, pinamigay ko talaga. Sabi ko, yoko na. Parang diri-diri ako yun.
Sinukuha na lahat ng office.
Oo, lahat ng office ayoko na. Yay! Ganun. Kasi ganun ka lala yung experience ko. So yun, that's my villain origin story. Wala naman akong sinaktan. I attempted, pero...
It failed. Alam mo, ayun. Ako, after nung pagganan, I realized I have a villain origin story. This was way long ago during nung mga first years of work ko, no? Alam mo naman na, what do you call this? Hindi ko naman dinideny na, really? Kaya, alam mo, sympathetic ako sa mga assistants and stuff like that. Yung mga really who started from the bottom. Because I have to say, if there's one thing I'm proud of, parang every career post I've had, parang ginapang ko siya. Even yung job ko ngayon. Of course, ngayon, I'm very thankful na alam mo yun na hindi naman na siya, no? Hindi naman na siya bottom rank. Hindi naman na siya rank and file, no? But before I got into this work, I had to do events pa with them. You know, starting from the lowest possible talent fee and stuff like that until na-realize, marunong ka pala mag-sulat ng script for event. Sige, ano, until paunti-unti, until nakakakomand na ako ng sizable talent fee. There was a time before na I'm not going to deny, I still need improvement in terms of the way I handle corporate life, no? Because I really think, I feel like I spent so much of my energy on other things, no? Yun din yung sinabi sa akin ng boss ko. So anyway, when I was younger, that was a bigger problem for me. And to me, one of my biggest downfall there was hubris, no? Yung yabang ko na, hindi, putangina, no? Graduate ako ng UST, top 4. Alam mo yung ganun, may ganun ka.
Aww.
As much as we want to deny it, we have that hubris. A lot of graduates will have that hubris, no? And plus, I guess because, you know, I was so used to getting, impressing everyone on the get-go. But now, it wasn't working and, you know, yung mga dati kong pa banjing-banjing na tactic, hindi gumagana. And it reached, nag-culminate siya towards say, isang incident wherein I nearly lost a client because I wasn't, you know, nothing was prepared. The presentation was, you know, was not even halfway done. Parang, ang nakalagay lang dun sa presentation, entry. Tapos next, kunwari, Hall of Fame. Ganun lang. As in, title page lang na black and white pa. Alam mo yun. So, sobrang bad trip sa akin ng Boston noon. Tapos, umabot dun sa point na, you know, there's another problem dun sa work. And to be fair, alam mo, you know, looking back, I'm willing to admit that I was a shit worker. Alam mo, it makes no dent to my pride that, you know, nagkulang ako to admit that. But ma'am, ang hindi ko kinaya is yung ma'am, yung tatlong boss ko, mga big boss to, pinaparinggan ako na nasa office.
In real life or
business? In real life! In real life and in office. Parang, oh, diba? Parang, kasi parang tinatanong na, what's happening? What's ganun? Kurento ko. Eh, tapos parang sabi, oh, diba you're having a hard time? That's the problem kasi, kunwari. That's the problem kasi, Ina, when you work hard, that works smart. Yung kasi gumagano sila sa office.
Oh my God!
And obviously, alam mo yun, I knew that I was, they were talking about me because they were just talking about it mga a day ago during a private conversation. And here's the thing, alam mo, I don't think na meron akong, there was ever a day where I chose violence, actively chose violence. To me, I always... I think, ako always ang effort ko is I always try to choose kindness but end up being violent. I think you, Ina, and Athena are witness to this. Are witness to this. Na lagi ko sinasabi, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to... not say a lot of things. But pagdating talaga, talagang si bakla, hindi mo pipigilan.
Mag-sprak
ako. So, but in any case, you know, what happened in that situation, after nun, I don't want to say it had good impact because I don't want to romanticize that kind of office behavior, no? But at the same time, I think it did give me perspective that day, no? Na parang whatever it is that I'm doing, what I thought were working, it's no longer the case because I'm in a different playing field. Does that make sense?
Mm. So did you confront them? No.
The hard part about it is one way or another, I knew of them because I was recommended through a friend. I was recommended to a friend. So I knew them on some level. Eventually, parang one way or another, naka-chikahan ko na sila and stuff like that. But mind you, I was 19 at that time, no? Talaga after kong marinig yun, that afternoon, nag-file ako ng resignation. Nag-file ako kagad ng resignation. Kasi sabi ko, ay parang in my head nun, no? Parang kaya ko pong tanggapin na shit po yung trabaho ko. Kasi that you can qualify that one way or another, eh. But at the same time, kung ganun din yung treatment sa akin ng mga coworkers ko, I'd rather not because parang hindi naman bago na, hindi naman misteryo. Hindi ko naman tinago na bago ako noon. Nag-graduate ko lang. nasa biodata ko nga yun, nasa CV ko nga yun, eh, di ba? So, hindi ko lang, sa after talaga noon, I made the point na pagtangin na it cannot be a case where dapat pag nagkita uli kami, dapat success story ako. Alam mo yun, ganun yung naging impulse ko. But I think...
Papangon ako at dudurugin kita.
Oh, but I think that experience was also a detriment to me towards the end because I think that kind of mentality, sabi ko nga nung nagsastart kami ng Kudala to, I don't think I have a villain origin story but I'm willing to bet I am someone's villain origin story. Dahil nga, you know, I was that kind of incident really left a mark sa akin and I really wanted to prove that I know I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. And I think that made me cruel. That made me cruel without me realizing it, that kind of mentality na no, I have to prove that I'm better than them when they met me. Unknowingly, nakuha ko din yung ugali nila na ganun.
May ganun naman yung pattern usually. I think lalo na pagbago ka sa isang setting, lalo na office setting. Ito, I wish mga kapitbahay na we learn from this, no? Yung dati ko yung idealistic, tapos in the end, nilamo ka din pala ng sistema. Tapos, alam mo yon, nagugulat ka na lang one day, ikaw na pala yung source ng origin story.
Oo, I'm pretty sure na sabi ko nga, you know, sabi ko, pag, alam mo yung pag-iinuman na parang kunwari, what if sumikat ka kunwari? Yung mga ganun, syempre, ano, talamak yung ganyan, mga ganyan type ng kwentuhan pag nagtitheater ka, no? What if sumikat ka? Ano yung mga ano mo? Alam mo yung iniisip ko, pag ako nagkaroon ako ng clout or mileage.
Canceled!
Makakancel ako kagad the next day kasi yung magsasabi na, ano, siya po ang kasambilin origin story ko, nagmumura po yan noon, keme-keme, chu-chu-chu-chu. Hindi po siya, ano, you know, and I'm willing to accept that, you know, because, and I'm not making any excuses for it. I was stupid. I thought I had power by exercising it. By same. Exercising authority. Yeah. Alam mo yun? I thought the only way to exercise power was to shout. Or, alam mo yun? I thought I was being so hardcore. Or I was being an edgy leader. Parang, napakawalang silbi na mga ginawa niyo.
Yeah, I think that's what the new generation has taught me or us, no? I'm very thankful that Gen Z came along because you know what? When we were millennials, when we were young, there were a lot of things na gusto natin magbago. So we tried to break the cycle. But yeah, you know, when suddenly another generation came along, parang kaya toxic din pala tayo.
Yeah. You know? You know what? That's what I'm very willing to admit right now. Alam mo yun na parang if someone told me na, you know what, you're the reason why I stopped doing art. And I would tell them na, I understand. I was a very bad person. I was so in my head na I thought I was doing. Because this was the model, alam mo yun, nirepeat ko siya. Sabi ko, I won't be like them. I won't be like that. I won't be like this. Not knowing that, you know, yung incorporation ko into the system made me exactly the person that I didn't want to be.
Parang it's just like villains making new villains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they're villains. Ayaw maglalapit sa akin. No. I think sabi nga, parang, I remember one of my anak-anakan before. No? So parang, hey, what do you do sa mga taong villains sa'yo? How do you deal with them? Sabi ko, I allow them because if they're mad at me, chances are 99% of the time they have a fair reason to be mad at me because I was very devious and I was very devious and I know words and I can be very cruel with them, especially when I was younger. Kaya nga, sometimes, you know, as cheesy as this may sound, one of the sometimes when I pray at night, no, when pag ano yung pag mga madaling araw tapos hindi ka makatulog. So, you try to, ano yun, naubusan ka na ng mga titig dun sa Facebook, sa Twitter. So, parang, I try to bring my mind there. And I just, sometimes I pray who, sa lahat ng tao na, you know, I did wrong. You know, life affords me an opportunity to make it right. In whichever way or form.
I think maganda siyang lesson for this whole thing, no? Yung, the only way to relinquish your villainhood is to admit that you were a villain. Na parang, for example, yung villain origin story ko, hindi naman ako pumasok dun sa level na ako yung naging villain sa isang corporate setting. Pero I guess when I went to a new industry, and same with you, na I wanted to prove myself, I wanted to show people how good I was, I turned out to be a villain as well. But then later on, you know, you take a step back and realize na parang, I don't think this is right or I don't think this is healthy because imagine mo yon, parang ang weird ng feeling when you think about it, you are the villain in someone's story. Ang weird isipin nun because you always want to do right by people but sometimes you don't because you were cruel, you were, alam mo yon, you stepped on the things that mattered to them.
Yeah.
So parang, ay shit, naging villain din pala ako. Pero, yun din, parang yung nuance dun is because I also came from an origin story because I also was a victim of, you know, people who were cruel to me that made me want to prove myself na hindi. Alam mo, hindi ako bobo, hindi ako tanga. Magaling ako. So now na magaling na ako, alam mo yon, keep up kayo lahat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that was, you know what, in retrospect, I think that was my mistake, no? In eventually, that I realized that I'm unlearning now. Na sometimes you get lucky, you fell into the right place and the right time, and you were able to learn things the way they're supposed to, or you're able to learn things differently and better. But some people do not have that luxury.
Mm.
And sometimes, I had this conversation before, no? Parang, first time niya kasi dealing with university, working with university theater kids, you know, be it official or non-official, and parang nare-reklaman niya na, parang, yun sa hirap, kasi parang, ano, what do you call this? Parang wala, wala yung mga raw ingredients, parang something to that line yung mga ano niya. Sabi ko, then, all the more I think na you should be wary, and at the same time, all the more you should be more conscientious in your choices and the way you're going to teach them. Because yeah, I think, again, ang philosophy ko, kung alam ng tao yung tama, gagawin nila yun.
Mm.
And I think, you know, when dealing with certain people, you know, be it university kids or any other setup, no, corporate setup, you have to understand that not everyone is asked, had the same resources as you did, because I think that's so very easy to forget it once you're already at a point of, I wouldn't say luxury, but you're already at a point of convenience or of comfortability wherein everything that was hard to get before is so easy now for you. It's within arm's reach. So I had to remind myself, and this is one of the things that, you know, the pandemic afforded me. You know, I realized now, oh my God, that I could have been a much better person, way much better person, the way I dealt with people. But of course, you know, that's easy to say it. That's easy to say. But now comes the real test of putting it to the test and really working against yung... This is what Athena and I were talking about the other week, no? Dun sa previous to that. But really unlearning the things that you thought that made things work for you, when in fact it's not. It's not to your advantage. Maybe it was your advantage, but a little too much to your advantage. You're no longer making room for other people to, you know, input their own process or input their own development and their own creativity. So, yun.
Yun. Friendly reminder lang, yung mga villains, they don't start off as villains. They are made. So, at some point, if you were a villain, it goes both ways. You have to acknowledge that you are a villain, but you also have to forgive yourself that you were also made to become like that. Mm-hmm. Not unless if you're just a pure asshole. There are people like that na sobrang asshole na. And ako naman, from an outside POV, recognize that your villains were also made. The people who are villains in your life, they were also made. So don't get hung up about getting revenge.
Yeah.
So rather, I think, nasa yo yung bola, what you're gonna do about the people who are villains in your life. For example, yung kay Athena, di ba, yung mga teacher niya, they were villains. But if you think about it, ang weird na tapaka-rigid ng mga rules dati. I'm not saying they were right. Pero alam mo yun, biktima tayo ng mga weird shit na ganun na you can't show emotion, bawal kang umiyak. Parang, why? Why? Diba? Sagutin mo ako.
I remember yung story na nung professor ko. You know, he's a published author. And one of the things that he published was about yung his relationship with his dad, which he expressed through poems, no? And one day, you know, when he came home, he found his book, his newly published book, on the table. And then, suddenly, there was his dad sitting on the sofa, and then he was just looking at the book. Tapos sabi niya, I read your book, sabi ng dad niya sa kanya. And I wish, before you wrote that book, you took the time to also talk to me, to understand where I was coming from, and what made me the man that I thought I was, what made me the man that I am today. But of course, you know, there's also a very interesting angle there. The onus to prove that you're a better person does not fall on the person na, alam mo yun, na agrabyado mo.
And you're not required to forgive your villain, nor, kung ikaw yung villain at nagbago ka na, nor is it, para alam mo yun, hindi requirement na patawarin ka ng mga pinapi mo. Hindi mo makukuha yun eh. You can't get that from people. You can't get that from people na nahassle mo.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
For example, kung yun nga, yung villain origin story mo, nagwalwal ka, na gumulo yung buhay mo, at some point, nadampian mo din yung buhay ng iba. And it was such a mess. And if they forgive you for what happened, then that's good. But if they don't, then ganun talaga.
I think your next effort should be making sure it never happens again to the people who are now around you.
Yes,
ma'am. Parang yung sa ano, kay Bojack Horseman, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you apologizing? I do not forgive you. Mm-hmm.
Ang ganda nun. Alam mo, ang ganda ng perspective na nakakuha ko dun.
Ni Herb.
Tapos parang pinipilit niya, what are you talking about? I'm saying sorry. Forgive me. Parang ayaw niya nga. Huwag mo siyang pilitin. So, ayun. Di ba, akala niyo MMM lang yung topic namin. Pero as usual, may lesson na naman at the end of the day. Ganyan talaga yung buhay.
I think that's one of the cruel truths. I think it's the cruel truths that we have to accept growing up. No? You make your own bed. So eventually, you have to sleep on it whether we like it or not.
Alam mo, feeling ko a million origin story ako ng mga ibang tao na nakipag-burn ng bridge sa akin. Eh. Na-realize ko yun. Mm-hmm. Because I was also kind of cruel to them. Na nagbimagano, may mga times na na-realize. Oo, kasi may mga friends ako from like college or high school na hindi na ako kinakausap. And at some point, mataas yung pride ko regarding it. Pero na-realize ko din na parang, kasi I was just really so hard on them. Ay, ganun ako eh. Di ba nga nung sa episode natin about being toxic, yun yung toxic trait ko. I'm so hard on people. Parang, why can't you just choose the right decision? Ganun. Mas magagalit ako. Kasi, alam mo, dali-dali eh. Bakit di mo magawa? But of course, you have to recognize that people are different. There are people that have difficulty choosing the right choices. So, ganun. So,
And that's not necessarily on them.
Yeah.
Of the time.
Yeah. So, baka villain origin story din ako ng mga ibang tao. Hindi ba kayo? Sure ako. Sure na din ako, ma. Ako yung Valentina ng mga ibang tao. Ganun. So, ayun.
Ako naman, I think, nagkaka-progress na tayo. Kasi sa mga kwento nyo, di ba nag-iiba na eh kung paano yung office settings, hindi na siya as bad as before. So, I guess may natutunan na or yun nga sabi, breaking the cycle. Pero, yeah, I agree with all of your points.
Kasi culture
yung nilalabanan mo eh. And it takes a generation to unlearn cultures.
Yes.
It's a generation to unlearn cultures.
Kaya inuulit ko yan. Parang I'm so thankful for all, you know, the newer generation, the older generation about, you know, how to handle things. And alam nyo, gusto ko i-warn yung Gen Z. Gen Alpha is coming for you.
Tama.
Kaya maging cruel sa amin.
Then, yung mga Gen Z. Well, I'm part of the Gen Z. So, yeah. Yung mga Gen Alpha, parang continuously nag-grow tayo. Pero meron tayong mga setbacks madalas na nagpo-pull back sa atin.
Grabe no yung trajectory ng generation. Before, for the longest time, tagal ko na naririnig yung Gen X, di ba? Di ba, boomers. You know, when it was just still boomers, di ba? Having been born in a certain time at wala pa siyang cultural weight.
But
I'm a Gen Z. I'm from millennial, nagkaroon kagad ng Gen Z. And now Gen Alpha is here with nary, wala pang 10 years.
Oh, ganun na kabilis. Kasi nade-divide na tayo ng technology eh. Eh yung speed ng pag-develop ngayon ng technology and development is faster. Parang yun yung theory ko ah. Dati kasi yung boomers, mahaba yung span nila because this was the kind of technology that they had. This was the system that they had. But then Gen X came, so andyan na yung mga starting na yung digital. Hindi naman, nagsa-start na yung digital. Pero like nung millennial, it was like full on digital. Na parang, hindi naman full on, half of it. And then Gen Z is the full on digital. Talagang, di ba? Yung sige nga, gawa ka nga ng ano, ng Discord. Naku ma'am, alam ko talaga millennial
sige nga,
ako.
Open mo nga yung email mo.
Alam ko talaga millennial ako kasi parang, ano tong Discord, ma? Hindi ko talaga alam. Wala ako alam sa Discord. So, patawarin nyo ako. Tapos yung buhay mo na nasa JC, ganyan. Hindi ko. I cannot cope. Char. Yan. So, alam mong, lalo na older millennial ako, hindi lang ako millennial. Ikaw ba, Tina? Older Gen Z or hanggang saan pa ba yung Gen Z? Gen Z
ata ko, nasa Gen Z ako.
Oo.
Full breed. Full breed!
Yeah, so pala. Gen Alpha is coming for you. So yung mga, yung anak ko, Gen Alpha ba to or ibang ano na? Iba pa to, no, yung anak ko? Ibang generation pa to?
Iba pa yan.
Aloka! Tanda na natin, guys. So, ayun, mga kapitbahay. Di ba na goldfish na kami? Napunta na kami sa mga henerasyon. So, yun lang, mga kapitbahay. Alam nyo, sorry na goldfish kami, ha? Pero, yun, it's just, we just wanted to impart with you the times that we became a villain and acknowledging the times na, you know, in a serious matter, yung totoong naging villain kami sa buhay na ibang tao. So, yun lang, yung ini-impart lang namin sa inyo na try not to be the villain. Or if you notice yourself becoming the villain, you know, take a step back and realize that you can't go full on villain without turning another person into a villain. So let's try, you know, going away with that. Okay? Behave tayo, mga kapitbahay. Huwag tayong mamamato ng ballpen. Huwag tayong mamato ng ballpen. Huwag tayong manigaw. Huwag tayong mangspra, ganyan. Pero hindi naman maiiwasan yun. Tao lang tayo, mga kapitbahay, ha? So, ngayon, kung meron kayong gusto ikwento, like mga villain or origin story nyo, mga MMM lang, yung kunyari, tinutokso ka, crush mo si ganito, tapos binato mo siya ng bato, mga ganon, pwede nyo naman ikwento sa mga kayong bato, ha? Pwede nyo sa amin yan. Pwede nyo kaming itag sa at Kudazzers. How do you spell Kudazzers?
That's KUDAZZERLS.
Yes, then yung handle namin sa lahat ng social media namin. Alam namin hindi pa rin gumagalaw yung TikTok namin, pero nag-alert kami, huwag kayong mag-alala. Yan din yung handle namin sa Twitter at Instagram. When you're listening to us, you can post a story and tag us. We really, really appreciate it. Alam ko napaka-close-knit and very small ng community ng mga kapitbahay, and we are always so thankful for your support. Maraming salamat din, no, sa mga sumasali sa group Facebook group natin, yung ano to?
Pamilihang Bayan.
Bayan ng Kudazzers. Again, we have to remind you all the time, please answer the questions before we let you in. Kasi yun, napapagkama lang kaming Bayan Cell. So, sagutin niyo mga questions namin doon para alam namin na you're a listener of Kudazzers. And yeah, pag nandunok kayo sa loob ng group, just post there kung gusto niyo masama sa group chat. Si Mayora Iyana, ang ano dyan, ang punong abala dyan. Very active dyan, I think, si Yudes. Ako kasi ano lang ako, lurker. As a matanda, lurker ako dyan. Pero yeah, we're all in that group chat. And you could always impart with us your stories. You could send us a message. And also, thank you very much sa Podcast Network Asia. Never sila naging villain sa amin. They're always the hero. Podcast Network Asia, thank you very much for supporting us all the time sa mga topics namin. Sometimes MMM lang, no, tungkol sa tae, gano'n. Pero minsan meron din kami mga serious topics like this. Actually, hindi. Dapat ba daw utak topic siya? Napunta kami sa seriousness. Mm-hmm. So, gano'n talaga minsan. Alam mo, kahit kami, we surprise ourselves. Alam mo, parang
surprise!
Nag-start off tayo, no? Anong banda utak tayo? Tapos sa dulo, wow, serious pala. So sana may napupulot kayo sa amin, no? And marami din kayo mapupulot sa ibang co-affiliates namin sa Podcast Network Asia. Just go to their website and listen to all the other podcasters dito sa Podcast Network Asia. Napaka-wide ng variety ng topics at napakadaming tao na part ng Podcast Network Asia. So always, always, thank you very much, Podcast Network Asia. Okay, so mga kabilin, charot! Hanggang dito na lang tayo, guys. So again, this is Tina.
This is Yudes.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to...
Kudazzers.
Ay, ano pa yan? Sorry, nagsinig ako.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.